This year, this service, the longest night service, is an invitation for you. An invitation to come from wherever you are into a holy space, a sacred space. And it's there that we will each find grace, comfort, love, and hope, even in the midst of some of the most difficult days we've all experienced. The service begins by inviting you to embrace the feelings that are uniquely yours. Grief, loss, fear, sadness, and so many others. And this time, this holy space where you find yourselves, it's a holy time, just as it's a holy space. And God is with you. God is with us. What we'll discover along the way, too, is that something unexpected happens as we acknowledge and lay these feelings before our God who calls us into light, life, and hope. We discover that the longest night, the darkness in which we walk with such familiarity, it does not last forever. Hope is born this Christmas time.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy.
They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest.
For to us, a child is born.
A son is given.
And the government will be on his shoulders.
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor,
Mighty God, Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end.
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it
with justice and righteousness
from that time on and forever.
And the zeal of the Lord Almighty
will accomplish this.
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 We mourn this night the loss of life. For so many, the pandemic has taken the lives of loved ones. We mourn the loss of those close to us and those whose names we do not know. We mourn those who perish while working to save others' lives. We mourn those who died, not of pandemic, but of other causes. And we mourn the loss, in many cases, of our ability to be with them as they pass from this life and into the life to come. We mourn our loss of gathering together for comfort in the ways we needed so much. With this light, we honor and remember these beloveds, and we pray for comfort and for peace. Amen.
We mourn this night the loss of livelihoods. For so many, the pandemic has taken the security of food, shelter, care for families, and medical care. We mourn the loss of businesses that could not withstand the circumstances. These were not just businesses, but dreams born of passion and hard work. We mourn those who find themselves needing to rely on others for help when they really want to do is to be able to help others. We mourn the loss of livelihood, and we honor and remember the dreams now deferred. Amen.
We mourn this night loss of love. Our society's dilemma, centuries in the making, has created such hatred, suffering, oppression, and ill will. We mourn the loss of those whose lives were lost to brutality and violence. We mourn the loss of our ability to love one another despite our differences as beings who deserve to be seen for their inherent beauty and their intrinsic sacred worth. We mourn that people of color, siblings in Christ, have perished and suffered at the greatest proportion throughout the coronavirus pandemic. We mourn the pandemic of racism that still plagues the very fabric of our communities. We mourn this loss of love, and we honor and remember the work of prophets who proclaim justice, who seek compassion, and who work for change. Amen.
We mourn this night the loss of liveliness. For so many, this year has robbed us of our energy, our enthusiasm, our sense of well-being, and in some cases, our health. We mourn with teachers and leaders and caregivers and workers who are struggling to help those in their care, themselves exhausted and needing the sustenance that they give to others. We mourn the loss of all who are suffering with anxiety and depression, who are finding it difficult to live each day with fullness or to find hope for tomorrow. We mourn those that we have lost to suicide. We mourn those who find themselves addicted to substances in order to ease their pain that feels unbearable. We mourn those who are experiencing their place of shelter as an abusive place from which they struggle to escape. We mourn alongside those who are experiencing health challenges and setbacks. We mourn this loss of liveliness, and we honor and remember that each person is precious and whole. Amen.
We mourn the loss of life's cadence. In all our lives, the rhythm of life has become disjointed and at times altogether interrupted. We mourn for those who desire to be in the church in familiar ways. We mourn the family traditions and gatherings that have been placed aside, and the gladness and togetherness that is lost. We mourn those who have had responsibilities thrust upon them with plates already full. We mourn the loss of routine for children who find themselves without the familiar rhythm of school and friends and activities. We mourn the loss of life's cadence. And we honor and remember the dance of life we will once again enjoy. Amen.
Tonight, we mourn, remember, and honor the many areas in our lives and in the lives of our neighbors all around the world that have been impacted not just by this year's pandemic, but by the all too familiar moments of grief and loss in life. This Christmas time, we find ourselves struggling to rediscover the joy and cheer this season typically brings. While we may hang the greens and even discover new ways of sharing familiar traditions with those in our lives, we cannot help but feel the weight of the world upon our hearts. But as we light candle after candle, remembering and honoring the people, the traditions, the rhythms of life that are at the center of our feelings of loss, somehow, the darkness in which we walk is infiltrated with light, little by little. You see, we remember this night, these longest nights of the year, perhaps the longest night, that what comes at Christmas is the light of the world. Hope for all people. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
Sometimes a song touches your heart. And that happened for me the other day with the old Christmas carol, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." There's a line in that song that says, "And still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world." I think we know what a weary world is like right now. And for all your weariness and all the weariness of this world, it is so good to remember that the music of the angels floats overhead, directing us toward some good news. And it's not just back in Bethlehem and the story of the angels to the shepherds, but it says, "And still their heavenly music floats." So as we sing this song together, I hope that you will find that spot in yourself where you can notice the angels are still bringing you good news and inviting you to join the song.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, from heaven's all gracious King. The world solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. And still the angels sing, till all the nations ring with hope from heaven. with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. And still the angels sing, till all the nations ring with hope from heaven. Look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary world and hear the angels sing. And still the angels sing, till all the nations ring from heaven above. And as we sing along, though we rejoin the song that fills our lives with love. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophets seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and the whole world send back the song which now the still the angels sing, till all the nations ring with hope from heaven above. And as we sing along, though we rejoin the song that fills our lives.
Join us in an attitude of prayer. Lord of mountain and valley, Lord of winter and spring, we know the ups and the downs of life, and we know what it is to lament. Right now, if we're being honest, we're down.
We know how it feels to curl up in a ball and weep, to feel defeated, to feel alone, to wonder how things got to be so off track, to despair that what is broken will ever be healed.
The words of our ancestors echo true for us today. How long, O Lord, will you forget about us forever? How long will you hide your face from us? How long must we wrestle with our thoughts and day after day have sorrow in our hearts?
We know lament. We know that feeling of sorrow in the pit of our stomachs, a pain deep in our gut, a sense of being unsettled, unfinished, uncertain, a longing for something that has not yet come to pass, the grief of loss. God, we know what it is to be exhausted, to be overwhelmed, to wonder where you are in what is unfolding.
We know lament well, but we also know your presence, Lord. We know you, Lord. We know that you are Emmanuel. You are with us. We have discovered you time and time again by our sides while we were weeping. We have heard your voice speaking to us in the silence. We have been reassured by your strength. We have found shelter in your unfaltering love.
Lord, you are our refuge and our strength, our unfailing help in times of trouble.
We know what it is to encounter your Holy Spirit, God. May our ears be willing to listen again for your voice this season. May our eyes be open to see your signs among us. Soften our hearts so that we may notice your gifts for us, even this year. Embolden our spirits so that we might be ready for whatever is next.
Remind us deep in our souls that we know what it is to hope. We know the fluttering feeling of anticipating something good. We know the passion of pursuing your call for us. We remember what it feels like to expect something good.
Wherever we find ourselves in this moment, God, we know that you are with us. Unearth that deep hope in us, even as we feel hopeless. Rattle loose our longing for you, even when we feel like you are far away. Draw near to us once again, just as you came to humanity in the midst of the darkness long ago in Bethlehem. Let your light shine in our lives, as the light of the star shone down many years ago. May your joy be birthed in us again, even as we carry grief within us. Free us from the darkness that we may live in your light. Amen.
And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze.
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all of the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord."
For
friends, the light that we experience in the midst of this service, the candles that we lit throughout the time we had together, continue to burn in all of us. Flames of hope, flames of light in the midst of darkness, flames that at times may be dim as we experience grief and loss and hardship. But nevertheless, the flame always burns and will continue to always burn within you. We have this hope from Jesus Christ, and it's our hope that you continue to nurture the flame that God created within you, that you continue to care for yourself and others who are grieving during this time. In the midst of our grief, we can find hope. We can find it in one another, in ordinary acts of courage, in simply living our daily life. We hope that this worship experience that we shared with you is a blessing for you and your community. May that light shine brightly within you as you continue to carry hope through this holiday season. Amen.